So if you've been around people long enough, and you notice they have psychopathic tendencies or sociopathic or narcissistic, and you start to wake up to it, and you start to move away from these kind of people, and then you might talk to them less and less, you know, might used to talk to them every day, then you talk to them every few days, then once a week, then once every 2 weeks, and that might last for 6 months. You're hoping they might wake up to their, you know, insanity. You didn't realize you were surrounded by sociopaths or psychopaths or narcissists until you started to learn about it and you started to pay attention to their words. And then you start to separate from them, and you might go away for a month or 2 months or 6 months, and they don't change, and they don't escape it. A year later, you talk to them, they still talk the same talk, and it's like they're in a forever ending loop. They don't grow, they're not introspective, they can't see their own junk. They can see the junk in the world, but they can't see their own junk, you know. They can see how bad the system is and the world is, but they can't see how bad they are, you know. And they stay in that forever loop. They talk the same talk. They never change. It's just the same stuff over and over. There's no growth. Wouldn't it be nice to be around people who grow? They learn a new programming language. They learn some new words. They learn some new skills or gifts, or they stretch their mind, or they learn something medical or dental or investing, political. They learn something, at least something new, but they don't seem to learn anything new. They're stuck in their little loop, and they're stuck in their worldview. Their denominational worldview, their cult, their ism worldview, their culture worldview. They're just stuck in the loop, and they just don't grow. There's no growth. They haven't learned a new word in 10 years, you know. And the only way they learn a new word is they've heard it in the news over and over. The system forced them to learn a new word. Wouldn't it be nice to be around people who grow? You have to separate yourself from the ones who are going downward. They're spiraling. You would think they would spiral upward, but they spiral downward. Think about what I'm telling you. And you start to separate yourself from these people day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And then you're finally free from that influence. And then what happens? You'll run across somebody who's a stranger, somebody you never knew and never met. They think like that person or those people that you graduated away from. They think like those people, and you catch it. And you start to say, well, wait a minute. How can they think like this person and they don't even know this person? Because it's a program. It's a culture program. It's a bloodline program. It's a program from the music or the program from the music or the TV or something. You start to say, wait a minute, this is impossible. You separated from these kind of people and they show back up because it's a program. Do you hear what I'm saying? You've been programmed to think like your culture or your TV shows or your music or your commercials or your one-liners, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld one-liners, sitcoms. They really can't have any deep thought. They haven't really meditated on anything. They don't even know what the words mean. They're just speaking. They don't even know what the words mean. They just say a word and they think that's the definition when it's not. Like the word potentate. The word potentate is a Bible word. It has nothing to do with the Queen of England. It has nothing to do with anything but Jesus. Word potent means power. Potent. The word potentate goes back to the Bible. The Bible says Jesus is the greatest, the greatest potentate, the greatest leader with the greatest power. You might think, where did that word come from? Exactly. You probably never even heard the word. You don't even know what the word, you never even heard that word, have you? If you have heard it, you relate it to the Queen of England instead of the Bible, instead of Jesus. People just don't grow. They don't want any truth.